It's August 6th, 2026, and markets are juggling a China slowdown story, rising trade tensions with Canada, and a surprise win for Moderna. Let's get into it. So Dev, give us the lay of the land this morning. What's actually moving?
Three things on my radar. First, Nike is the big earnings story. They beat on profits, yeah, but missed on revenue. And China is the reason why.
Right, and trade is back in the headlines too.
Yes. Canada and U.S. tariff tensions are heating up again, and that's making investors nervous about anything that moves goods across that border.
And there's a bright spot. Moderna had a huge day.
Big one. The FDA approved Moderna's mRNA flu vaccine, same platform as the COVID shots, and that's a genuine milestone for the company and the whole biotech space.
So a mixed bag overall. Some corporate good news, some macro worry.
Exactly. And quietly, yet in the background, there's military activity in the South China Sea keeping geopolitical risk alive.
Let's go deep on the Nike story because I think it says something bigger about the global economy right now.
So Nike beat expectations on the bottom line, meaning they earned more profit than Wall Street thought, but revenue, the actual sales number, came in short.
And the culprit is China.
Completely. China is Nike's third biggest market, and consumers there just aren't spending the way they used to. The economy is soft, confidence is low, and local brands are eating Nike's lunch.
So even when a company does okay overall, China can drag the whole picture down.
That's the takeaway for any regular investor. A lot of big Western companies, consumer brands, luxury, tech, have built their growth story around China. If that market keeps slowing, those stories need to be rethought.
And sentiment here is actually pretty neutral. Not a panic, just a reality check.
Right. The market has largely priced in some China weakness. But if it gets worse, that cushion disappears fast.
What's gaining steam and what's cooling off right now?
A handful of news stories are just starting to pick up traction. Nothing confirmed yet, but the early chatter is building across several themes we're watching.
And on the other side, anything that was hot but is now fading?
The Nike China story is actually settling down. The earnings are out, so the surprise factor is gone. It's moved from fresh news to established fact.
Same with the U.S. connected car crackdown on Chinese tech. That one's been running a while.
Yes, that one's largely resolved. The policy direction is set. Now it's about watching which companies get caught up in it.
Okay, Dev, devil's advocate time. Moderna's FDA approval sounds like great news. What's the other side?
Approval is real, but turning it into money is hard. The flu vaccine market is crowded, margins are thin, and people are already skeptical of mRNA shots for flu specifically.
But doesn't this prove the platform works beyond COVID? That's a big deal.
It does prove the science. The question is whether the commercial reality and convincing doctors and insurers to switch catches up to the science fast enough to matter for the stock.
What should we be watching tomorrow?
Keep an eye on any Canada trade headlines. That story has been building, and a single statement from either government could move it fast.
And geopolitically?
South China Sea activity is worth monitoring. Defense stocks have been quietly reacting, and any escalation there tends to ripple quickly into broader market sentiment.
That's your Narrative Daily for August 6th. Thanks for listening, and as always, Narrative Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.